From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, Washington critical of the Assad-Putin meeting in Moscow. The White House has criticized Russia for hosting Tuesday's meeting with embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. A White House spokesman says giving Mr. Assad the red carpet treatment after he used chemical weapons against his own people, sparked a civil war and humanitarian crisis, is at odds with Russia's stated goal of a political transition. Another U.S. spokesman, John Kirby, Wednesday said Washington was not surprised by the trip.
Moscow and Damascus have a relationship, have had one. Obviously now, Russian military aircraft and military forces are increasing their support in tangible ways to the Assad regime. So that they continue to do that remains just as much an issue of concern for us as it was before his visit to Moscow.
During the meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Mr. Assad thanked Russia for its intervention, saying it stopped the spread of terrorism. More than a dozen South African universities have temporarily closed amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes. Protesters clashed with police Wednesday outside Parliament in Cape Town. Student Samil Dondashi admits there is no perfect time to demonstrate.
When is the perfect time to protest? If we had protested 2 months ago, people would have said, oh no, you should not protest now. It's too late. You should have done it in January. If we protest in January, oh no, the year just started. You'll scare the first years. If we protest in March, no, we're about to go on holiday. There's no perfect time for a protest. This is not the right time. We're about to write exams. When is the perfect time?
Protests began last week over a proposed 10% increase. Since then, the Twitter hashtag fees must fall has spread across social media platforms. School officials have proposed a cap to increase at 6%. This is VOA News. Information from the private email account of the Director of Central Intelligence, John Brennan, is being made public. WikiLeaks has posted several documents, including what appear to be drafts of the challenges facing the U.S. Intelligence Community and recommendations on how the U.S. should deal with Iran. A CIA spokesman says there's no indication any of the documents released are classified. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on Israeli and Palestinian leaders to work to defuse a deadly wave of violence. He met Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah.
I have been urging both Israelis and Palestinian leaders to tell their people correctly that there should be no killings. I know that the people are angry and frustrated, particularly the young people of the Palestinians, when their life has always been under occupation. They do not have much hope.
Mr. Ban Wednesday ended 2 days of talks aimed at calming weeks of unrest that has left at least 8 Israelis and more than 40 Palestinians dead. Mr. Netanyahu held talks in Germany with Chancellor Angela Merkel. He'll meet Thursday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini in Berlin. European Union Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has called an emergency meeting of EU and Balkan leaders as refugees and migrants fleeing the Middle East and Africa continue to flood into the Western Balkans. He's invited the 10 heads of state of 10 countries, including non-EU members Macedonia and Serbia. The leader of the Republic of Congo's opposition, Congolese Movement for Democracy and Integral Development, says opposition and civil society groups will meet with envoys of the U.S. and the European Union Thursday to talk about Sunday's planned constitutional referendum expected to extend the rule of President Denis Sassou Nguesso. Meanwhile, there were more protests in the streets of Brazzaville, the capital, Wednesday. On Tuesday, police fired on protesters, killing 4. Mr. Sassou Nguesso, who has called for the vote, has been in office for 31 of the past 36 years. Sudan Wednesday began releasing rations destined for international peacekeepers serving in Darfur that had been blocked for weeks in Port Sudan. Last week, the UN accused Khartoum of withholding supplies for the UN African Union mission known as UNAMID, making it difficult for the 20,000-member force to do its job. A Scottish nurse who contracted Ebola while serving in Sierra Leone and suffered a relapse has now been diagnosed with meningitis. 39-year-old Pauline Kafferke is recovering at a London hospital and is said to be responding well to treatment. She was listed as critical just last week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.